This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, August 25th. God's word for you today is right time. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, and it says, God gave us the ability to think about his world, but we can never completely understand everything he does. And yet, he does everything at just the right time. Psalm 1 verse 3 says, you are like a tree planted by flowing cool streams of water that never run dry. Your fruit ripens in its time. When we understand that our own fruit will ripen in its time, as God's word says, then we can pay attention to what matters most, which is, as long as I am planted by the cool streams of water that never runs dry, my fruit will ripen in its time. I do not need to struggle because my fruit will ripen in its time. The truth is, when you are positioned correctly, you can never miss your timing. You can try, but you will not succeed in missing your timing. As long as that tree is by the cool streams, it can try, but it's going to bear fruit in its time. The different things in our lives have different gestational periods. Classic example, a lady is 3 months pregnant and she is impatient. She wants to have the baby now. The only thing she will have is an abortion, and that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. When people do not wait for the right timing, they abort the process. And this is a big deal with God, because if you stay planted and if you stay positioned, you will not miss God. It may not be time for that thing in your life, but what you have to learn today is, even though it may not be time for that thing in your life, it is always your time. It may not be time for the thing you want, but it is always your time. You may be waiting for that promotion. God has shown you a vision that you will be a prime minister, you will be a president, you will oversee nations. It may not be time for that vision to come to pass, but it is your time. When you do not really understand this and enjoy your time and be there in your time, you will never really get the time of that thing you are trusting God for. So it is your time for two main things. Number one, it is your time to grow. Psalm 32 verse 6 says, therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time. For then, when the floods come, surely the rushing water will not even reach them. While you are waiting, it is time to pray, and it is time for you to grow. Why? So that when your harvest comes, nothing can stand in the way of you enjoying your fruit. You become untouchable. Even when the rushing waters come, it will not even touch you. Why? It is because when it was your time to grow, you have maximized it. Psalm 105 verse 18 to 19 says, they bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar until the time came to fulfill his dreams. The Lord tested Joseph's character. God will allow some things to happen so that you can grow in character. God will allow you to go through some difficult times while you wait. Why? It is because it is always your time to grow. It may not be time for the palace yet, but it is always your time to grow. Luke 1 verse 80 says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because according to your word, my fruit will ripen in its time. While I wait, I ask for the grace to grow and go through the process. In Jesus' name, amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.